Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was talking to my friend Alex Ovechkin the other day. He was complaining about the temperature of the guest rooms at the Kremlin. And I said, you know, I never have that problem because I call Care Heating and Cooling. And he said they don't have Care Heating and Cooling in Russia. He also said all the McDonald's closed. And I said, well, stop invading other countries. You won't have this problem. And then he laughed and laughed, and Putin picked up the extension. Luckily, Care Heating and Cooling exists in America, so call them. And they take cash money, not rubles. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.co.russia. No.com. When you need a company you can trust.
T1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Ohio State basketball team looks to move to 3-0 on the season tonight as they host Appalachian State. Tip-off from The Shot is at 6:30, and you can catch the action right here on The Fan. Also in college basketball tonight, three top 25 matchups with number 9 Kentucky at number 12 Louisville. Number 14 Illinois hosts number 11 Texas Tech, and number 23 Creighton squares off with number 19 Gonzaga in Spokane. In the NBA, the Dallas Mavericks have fired general manager Nico Harrison. Harrison made the trade last offseason that struck everyone, sending Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers. Dallas has started the season 3-8. NHL tonight, the Columbus Blue Jackets remain out west tonight in the second leg of a back-to-back, taking on the Seattle Kraken. Face-off is at 10 o'clock. This update sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Awaken 180 wants to thank Columbus by offering $500 off every new program now through Thanksgiving. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The following is intended for immature audiences only.
There's no such thing as a radio rating system.
But if there were, this show would be rated O as in.
Oh my God, this show is so stupid. These people should be in jail. Let's begin.
Good afternoon.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy. Yeah! Featuring Panama Ted.
Ted's a fun guy.
And the crazy soundboard.
Hola, I'm Dennis Farina.
So much.
I even made just a little bit of a diagram for you.
56 and Zekerex. Walk.
You weasel.
Turn off your brain and unzip your pants. Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in. Hello, good clean boy.
Hello, my now glasses-less man.
I'm going to talk to you about that. All right. I had an epiphany last night. I'm going to talk to you about that. But first, say hello to fine producer of the program, Panama Ted. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Got a jam-packed program today.
Oh.
And Jake Diebler and the Buckeyes, again, very rude to us. They're kicking us off the air at 5:30 because they got an early tap with Appalachian State. So coverage starts at 5:30. But here's our jam-packed show today. We got Inside the Buckeyes at 3:46. Timmy is good for one thing and one thing only, and it's not playing ping pong. It's taking you inside the Buckeyes.
I mean, some days I'm good at ping pong.
Well, today you were swept out by a crippled blind guy.
That's right, and crippled.
Crippled blind guy, and deaf, apparently.
What'd you do to your back? Nothing. I just live.
No, I didn't do anything.
We don't do anything to
our backs. That's my wife asks.
Did you lift anything?
No, I live and breathe.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
You pull muscles, you wrench things, you twist your neck. People always want to know, what did you do? Were you running? Were you playing basketball? Did you do something? No, nothing happened.
See you next Tuesday with our gal Jen Winters at 4 o'clock. Rapid fire. At 4:30, we're going to do a game show at 5 o'clock. Timmy, you said you had something that was going to dazzle me today.
We have the Gen Z slang quiz. It was maybe about a couple months ago you were out and Nicole was in, and we had some fun. You know, she was giving us some advice, and she was just sort of riffing and letting us know what all these Gen Z terms meant, the ones that I was a little unfamiliar with. So I figured I would put you to the test here. You weren't around for that day, so I compiled a quiz.
All right,
to see if you can, get maybe six out of ten. I would say would be pretty good for you.
Now, my daughter's not Gen Z, is she? Soon to be 9. What do they call that? Gen Alpha? Is that what they call it?
I think we're into Alpha now. I think you're right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
hop in the YouTube chat as well. Go to YouTube and search 971 The Fan. Click on the live stream, and you can see us looking like idiots. as well as hear us looking like idiots and join the chat. I just popped in there. Dustin's burner account says, what percentage of App State fans have a family member on meth? Not even trying to be sarcastic.
Out there in Boone, North Carolina?
Quiet. That's a lot of meth cooking up in the hills up there.
Yeah. What about moonshine? Is that strictly just Eastern Tennessee? Do they get down on that in the mountains of North Carolina?
I think Boone, North Carolina is more meth country.
You think they're more meth than moonshine?
Different regions specialize in different things, right?
Well, I mean, they have a fantastic college football haven up there. They've built a very good program. Of course, they have the incredible win over Michigan, but they've won national championships there. They don't quite have that basketball pedigree. They've had some famous coaches. I'll get into that a little bit more in Inside the Buckeyes, but still, Buckeyes need to get the job done this evening.
Before we head into my epiphany about the glasses, Jackets make poo-poo last night. That did not make me happy. Now, I came in here today, and you're making excuses for them.
Making excuses.
They actually played pretty decently. It's not like they're getting killed in these games. You said that. Don't even look. Give me that look.
Don't do that. Don't you talk bad about Scotland. Don't do that voice for me.
What voice you want me to do?
I don't want you to do that voice because I'm simply saying it sucks that they're losing these games. That's the biggest point of them all.
But then you gave me a but.
There's a tiny but. These last two games have been really, really good hockey environments. They have been good games. Would you disagree with that? They've been two.
They're not good games if you can't get the result that you need.
I understand that, but there is a difference than when you got blasted like you did in Calgary and how you played the last two times out. It's really disappointing. I'm there with the frustration and the disappointment.
Timmy Hall, what does here it for matter in the end? Victories.
I'm not saying moral
no,
victories.
No, that's what we are as
it
this franchise.
It doesn't matter in the end if you can't get the result. I just don't know if you need to make wholesale changes.
I didn't
at this
say
point.
You have to make wholesale changes.
Just keep
changes.
Going, dig a little deeper, fight a little bit harder.
What I'm saying is that was another game where you had 2 points in the bag. Now you walk out with a point, whoop-de-doo, but the fact that it even got to overtime is garbage.
No, you're up two goals twice.
You're on a power play essentially to end the game. And you turn the puck over and can't get out of your own damn way. And then I got to hear Evason after the fact saying, well, it was really fluky that that puck even went in. Yeah, but it wasn't fluky how you gave him the puck in the zone.
They did turn it over. You're right.
You turn the puck over.
Olivier tries to, you know, slap at the puck or whatever. It goes in, takes an odd bounce. You shouldn't have given up the puck in the first place. They got Connor McDavid a couple times that third period. That sucked.
That at the end of the season, if they're going to be competing for a playoff spot, and we fully expect them to, it's not like they're going to be second in the Metro, okay? This is going to be a wild card team. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a team that gets in barely. And when you look back on games like this, on games like you had on the island with the Islanders, and you see that you're not getting the points that you should based on your play earlier in the game, you may miss the playoffs because of games like this.
Yeah, it's a rut right now. All right, you changed my mind. I'm not trying to make any kind of excuses for this team.
I don't want to hear the moral victory crap this year. I don't want to hear it. I'm done with that.
That's
just like
fair.
I'm done with my glasses.
Maybe I'm conditioned to do it in a way with the Blue Jackets, and I very much will call them out. They were up by two goals late in that game. It shouldn't have got to that point. I just, in watching the last two games, the environments have been incredible. I'd love to go to a game at some point north of the border just to feel what that's like every single night. Night in, night out. Fantastic hockey environments, the ones they were in Vancouver and
Why
then in Edmonton.
Why don't you just go make love to Canada?
What is this?
Just go up there. I love you.
Find me a moose up there.
Jesus.
I'll kiss it right on the lips.
All right, Jackets make a poo-poo. Happy Veterans Day to everybody. We sincerely mean it. I actually, you know, you mocked me. I went into my closet this morning. I don't own anything camo because I'm not a douche. I feel like you can't wear camo unless you're a military man.
Is that the rule?
That's my rule.
That's your rule?
I feel like an imposter wearing camo. I don't have camo.
We all had something camo at one point in our lives, right?
I don't have anything camo. Nothing camo.
Not even when you were a teenager or you had a t-shirt that was...
No.
It just came to you and it was camouflaged. Maybe it was gifted. It was a gift from something or it was a free t-shirt somewhere.
The uniform. I don't pretend. I'm not doing it.
All
but
right.
I did have a nice forest green hoodie that I put on today because I thought that would be appropriate. That's as military wear as I'm going to get.
So I don't deserve it. So no camo.
I'm not a man.
But pretending that you're wearing army green it's just a green hoodie, that's
I'm not
solid.
Pretending anything. I'm giving my quiet tribute. That's what I'm doing. And using the microphone to voice my appreciation for the veterans out there.
The veterans are, we're definitely thinking of them today. Here on Veterans Day.
I think of them every day. Why don't you think of them every day?
Oh, don't you stop.
Commie bastard.
Don't you do that to me. It's too early in the program. Happy Veterans Day. All the service men and women that do what they do so we can be able to sit here and do this for all the fine people in Columbus and beyond.
You told me earlier.
Stop.
That they're just in it for the paycheck.
Stop it. You're a liar. You lying bastard.
I am lying.
Yes.
Hey, you liking the juice?
Juice is good. Yes.
All right. I gave up my glasses. Gave them up.
What are we doing? I'm
going to tell you why. I have a perfectly good reason. It involves my wife. All right. So if you enjoy hearing me make the voice...
What are you doing? Take those glasses off.
You'll hear why I ditched my glasses after 24 hours.
No.
Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is moving a little slow on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on westbound 270 on the north outer belt at Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunken drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. I'm Nicole on 105.9 KISS FM, number one. Sorry, I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bose sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
Hello, it's
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We will see increasing clouds throughout the day today with some peaks of sun and some passing snow showers possible. But the story will be the cold air. Gusty winds will make our feels like down into the 20s. And then for tonight, overnight lows will be right around freezing. But yet again, breezy winds will make us feel like we're in the 20s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3, The Fan.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Is your noodle a little less than al dente down there? You don't have to deal with it. If you're dealing with ED... this is not a problem you can fix on your own. Instagram ads and some dudes are just trying to flick it back into coherence down there.
It doesn't work.
It just makes it hurt. It's not going to get excited. It's just going to make it say, ouchie. Don't do that again.
Yeah.
It actually talks as well. I want you to schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health today. Your initial visit, just $99, includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider, a TNPSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, that's the wood. Your visit is free. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatementhealth.com.
You want it to work, though.
You want the wood.
You want that thing to work.
You want the wood.
But if it doesn't, they hook you up.
So yesterday, if you were listening, maybe you caught it on YouTube, I had a pair of glasses on. It was the first time in my entire life, really, that I've ever worn glasses. I've been complaining about how my vision has been slowly deteriorating as I get into my mid-40s. So I went to the eye doctor. They tested me. They said, your vision is quite compromised.
Yeah.
So I got my glasses yesterday, put them on for the first time yesterday morning, and wore them for the entire show.
It was a pivotal day here yesterday.
Wore them for the entire day. I got many compliments on them. I mean, women over here were just taking their clothes off and throwing themselves at me. I mean, they were obsessed with my look.
You were completely rizzed up yesterday.
Teddy walked
in. Sorry, that's for 5 o'clock.
And exclaimed his bisexuality when he saw me.
I did as well.
I know.
And I don't know what we're doing. I told you that it was going to take a couple of days. You've got to power through.
Here's the problem.
The awkwardness.
It's not just about that. I didn't realize how blind I actually was till I put these glasses on. And then I started to see detail for the first time. I go home last night. Kristen likes the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha likes the glasses.
I told you they were going to like the look.
But I am a guy who takes large amounts of medication every single day to help me not obsess over the little details and minutiae in life. Because I let those things pick at me. And it ruins my whole life. Ruins my day. Right? I'm the type of guy who's behind someone who refuses to turn on red. And a normal person would be annoyed in the moment. And then they'd go about their day. But I think about that person all day long. What is wrong with them? What went wrong in their life? And it's like Lewis Black. I'm just stewing and cooking all day long.
You're not Lewis Black
level.
Want to
know why I'm not Lewis Black? Because of the large Prozac pill that I take in the morning, Timmy.
Well, thank God you're taking them, but you're telling me
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Let me finish. So I go home last night. I got my glasses on. I start to see things I've never seen before. This caulking's no good. Would it kill you to pass a vacuum around the bathroom when you notice 19 million of your blonde hairs have shed? Why can't you vacuum the bathroom?
Got little dust bunnies,
it's
little spider
the place.
Webs
I'm focusing
by the crown molding.
I'm focusing on everything. Well, did you even dust this? You're not going to earn your allowance this week. That's my daughter, not my wife. I don't pay her an allowance. It's not the 50s. You know what I mean? But I'm going around the house and I'm picking at everything. My wife says, those glasses have turned you into a monster. And then I decided, my life is better. I'm calmer when I can't notice the details, when I'm blind. Because I don't go around the house nitpicking everything. I like to have fuzzy. I need to be fuzzy.
So let me get this straight. Day one, you have this realization, my God, I can actually see colors. They're more vibrant. I can see my wife's lovely face. I can see my beautiful child a little bit more clearly. But
I don't need to see that clearly.
Because of all of the dust and filth that has popped up around your house, which is, I will tell you, one of the cleanest places you will ever step foot in. This man,
not as clean as it should be.
This man does not allow people, and you're right for doing it, to wear their shoes inside his house. He would make you step into those little booty things before you ran around his hardwood flooring with your shoes on, with the outside elements. You are choosing over that to be blind for the rest of your life.
You ever see the Val Kilmer movie, At First Sight?
No.
He's blind. All right?
And that's how you want to be.
No, listen to me. He's blind. And then halfway through the movie, he undergoes some sort of procedure and he sees for the first time. And then after the initial overwhelming sensation of joy, he realizes he hates it.
Why?
He'd rather be blind because that's his identity, is being blind. It's like a prisoner who's been in jail his entire life. It's all he knows.
Like Red?
Then he's released into society. He doesn't know what to do. So he offends just to get back in jail because that's where he belongs. I've decided that in order for me to survive the minutiae of everyday life and not be obsessed and nitpicking at this and this and this, I need to be a little blind. I need to be visually impaired because I'm going home and I'm nitpicking at caulking. Why did you do this? When is this scuff in the wood floor? When did this get here? Oh, it's been there for 5 years. I just noticed that.
You've got to be in a constant haze.
Yes.
You basically need to be looking at life like it's a magic eye poster.
Yes.
You have to be in such a relaxed state all the time, at least as relaxed as we can possibly make you, because we know of the pills. And now the glasses are making things too vibrant
for you. I'll tell you the worst thing. The worst thing was I gave him a shot. Even last night, I'm watching TV. I got the glasses on. I'm watching the football game. It's too much detail. Threw me for a loop.
It's too much.
It's
too clear.
It's too much. And then, God forbid,
we upgrade our TVs again. I mean, we've already gone to 4K. They're popping out of the screen.
I don't want to get too in the weeds with all of you, but you know I'm an open book. I share things about myself even when maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
But Samantha's in bed, and Kristen went up to bed, and my good friend, the porn pad, came out.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you another place where you don't want to be noticing little details.
Too much veiny vevelining?
Oh, I noticed razor burn on the gooch.
Stop.
I don't need that. Who needs that?
Stop it.
I want to be in blissful ignorance.
Well, it'll just...
Teddy's covering his ears in there. I didn't hear what he just said.
It just means when it comes to that, your standards will be elevated.
I know. No, I don't.
You only
I
star
don't wanna
the best
notice
for the best.
Those things. I just want to get the job done and go about my evening.
Oh.
But instead, I'm noticing little pimples.
Oh.
I don't want that. You better pop that whitehead, Jenna Jameson.
Jenna Jameson, what is this, the 1990s? If you're watching her videos, you've got other issues right now.
I don't need it. I don't need to be that aware of my surroundings. This is what I decided. I'm going to still use the glasses when I need help reading or driving and stuff like that. But everyday life, I don't need that level of detail.
Somebody in the YouTube chat, Downtown Dad, actually just shouted out, there could be a solution that you can look for. You might need a little marijuana to help this out. If you've got issues like this, I don't know if there's any more pill work that can be done. We've need another thing.
No, we need another thing to try to mellow you out. We need some gummies.
We need something for you.
I've made improvement in my everyday life. Working with my doctor, medication over the years, controlling myself. I've made improvement, but I found myself with these glasses last night regressing to the point where my wife looked at me and said, take those damn glasses off. You're seeing too much. When did this other guy get here? How long you been sleeping with this other guy? I didn't even notice him before. I put the glasses on. There's some guy named Barry in my wife's bedroom. No, I don't want to see Barry. Life's better when I don't see Barry.
Oh, you're so blind that Barry has moved
Barry's
in.
Barry's moved in.
Barry is living
you know
in your
what?
Closet.
I was oblivious to Barry, and I was fine with it.
I don't know why.
Just wash the sheets, Barry.
I don't even know why I'm surprised by any of this. This is the least surprising thing. Knowing you as I've come to know you, that's something a... Most would think that it's a wonderful gift to have these kind of advancements. I wish that I could take my glasses off and get through a day.
That's what you think.
I can't. No,
that's what you think.
Really,
but it's
do.
All you know.
It is.
And then
I
one
know
day,
blindness.
No, one day you're going to see clearly.
Fine. I see fine with my glasses on. I'm saying I long for a day where I could take my glasses off and still have the ability to see. But I can't even do it. I can't even do it that much. I'm too blind. I'll be in the ditch if I try to drive home without the glasses.
All right. So that's what I learned last night, is that they worked well. I'll use them when absolutely necessary, but I hate them.
So that's that.
That's that.
That's that.
That's that. I'm sorry, Teddy.
Chuck
that he was all excited about his new bisexual adventures he was going to have with me.
Put the glasses in the drawer next to the mouth guard, huh?
No, the glasses are on my desk over there. I can go get them if you want. I can put them on for the next segment.
Talk about a scam. That mouth guard. They told me I needed to use one of that. How the hell does anybody put that in their mouth and get a night's rest?
Did you get one custom made?
Custom made, yeah.
You spent a lot of money on that, didn't you?
$500 out of pocket. They don't cover them. I'd rather sleep with a block of wood in my mouth.
I can't wear them either. Go figure.
Give me
I'm not very flexible with the mouth guard.
Mouthpiece. Oh, yeah. No, there's no flexibility with the mouth guard.
I got no flexibility at all. All right. We're going to get some big-time college football drama coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is moving a little bit slow on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. And we've got some slower traffic on northbound 71 on the south side from Greenlawn Avenue to 315. This report is sponsored by rrfoundationspecialist.com. Trust R&R Foundation Specialists for expert waterproofing and foundation solutions. Family owned, honest, and thorough. No hidden fees, just proven results. Stop leaks and moisture before they spread. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com to schedule your free assessment today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan. And traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Fishes me at hand. What? Fishy has handed me the plug sheet.
How are you going to read it?
For tomorrow, I can read.
Give the damn thing to me.
I can read.
I got the glasses on.
T-Bone and Tyvus, 6:45 tomorrow morning. They're giving away Luke Combs tickets. I don't know who he is.
Yes, you do.
I don't know who he is. Is he a hillbilly?
Of course.
One of the country hillbillies?
Yeah, I'm singing about everything. I don't know a single one of his songs, but I know Luke Combs, country singer.
Also, Erica Branson will be on at 8:30. Talk about the game the Blue Jackets will blow in Seattle tonight.
Come on. Come on.
Adam Schefter will be on Rothman and Ice tomorrow at 12:30. And on this show, 3 o'clock tomorrow, Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran. At 3:30, she's got a big hole in her back. They dug out her mold today. And name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:30. He's testing out his new catheter.
Oh, is he really? Also, tomorrow will be my last day as a man.
No, your first day as a man.
Is it?
Well, yes.
It'll be my last day. There'll be
Thursday.
No more. I won't be able
Trust
to John Tyler the world
Thank
after tomorrow.
God, I think more men should do the responsible thing, take themselves out of commission.
Well, that's obvious. I think there should be mandatory vasectomies for certain people.
I've said at birth.
At birth? You should have to take a certain psych eval every decade,
you
like
come
at 20,
back
30, 40,
when,
50.
When you're 18 years old, all right, if you decide, all right, now's the time I want to get my vasectomy reversed and I want to start producing spermies. Then you go in, you take a very simple common sense quiz. This is not IQ. This is nothing like it's simply common sense. If you pass, you can have your vasectomy reversed. If not, Come back 5 year. Try again.
Come back 5 year?
Come back in 5 years.
Why you say like that?
Try again.
So you get it done at birth.
Birth.
And then you, just to get it reversed.
Not a choice.
Is your rule.
That's
not
right.
Not take you away at a certain point in time.
No.
Because you could have already done enough damage.
No.
Mm. Well,
I'm proud of you. I'm proud that you're going in,
well,
getting the vasectomy.
It's the smart thing to do.
It is the smart thing
Family's
to do.
Family's done.
Nobody
gotta
needs
do it.
Any more of you
no,
in the world.
I don't need any more of me. I've had quite enough.
Well,
and I can tell
this
that
sounds
you
like
have.
A different talk. This sounds like the suicide talk that's, and not the vasectomy
no,
talk.
No, you took that a little too far.
All right, Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly is suing LSU. I love this story, okay? So, Brian Kelly,
mm-hmm.
bad coach, clown, all those things. So, they fire him. They owe him $54 million. They try and settle with him twice. They send him two letters and, okay, how about we give you $28 million, you go away.
How about 30?
And he said, nope, you owe me 54. And he said, okay, you drive a hard bargain, Brian Kelly, but how about $34 million? What do you think? And he says, nope, you owe me $54 million. You're going to pay me all of it. And so now Brian Kelly is suing LSU. LSU is claiming that they have not formally terminated Brian Kelly.
What are they talking about?
If I'm Brian Kelly, I show up and coach next week. I show up. What are you going to do?
It's quite a move.
You said you haven't formally terminated me. So technically, I'm still the head coach. I'm excited about our next matchup against who they play. And I don't know. The Citadel. Isn't that
everybody,
this time of year in
yeah,
the SEC?
Sanford, Arc Pine Bluff, the Citadel.
What,
take
whatever.
Pick. Who cares?
If I'm Brian Kelly, I show back up at the facility. You sent me an email. You called me into the office and said, we're going to go in a different direction. We no longer need your services. But you're still going to tell me, because you don't want to pay out the $54 million, that you haven't formally terminated me as head coach? That's ridiculous.
And now they're trying to point out that if they fire him for cause,
what was he doing that you
fire
him for cause?
Then the school would no longer owe the full amount of the buyout. Well, no, duh, but
what's the cause?
What
he didn't show
of proof?
Up for practice.
Yeah, we never fired you.
We didn't fire
you. Where'd you get
you
that
just,
idea?
You just left.
He told
late.
Me I was fired. But you just took that seriously? Now we're just blowing off some steam. We still expected you had practice the next day.
What is this, Costanza showing back up to work after he told his boss off and quit?
These hillbilly schools,
I was joking.
Man. What's the governor have to say about this? Isn't he running the whole thing down there, Governor Landry?
I tell you what, if we shoot a full number one.
What's he got to say about this? Because initially, too, Brian Kelly said that someone got in touch with him and said, yeah, you'll be hearing from the governor's office in regards to your buyout. Well, that sounds pretty ass backwards, even for a state like Louisiana.
Yeah, that's Governor Jeff Landry. And who's the new athletic director down there? Didn't he have a fun name? Verge or something? Verge Ospringer or something?
I can say right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next coach. Hell, I'll let Donald Trump select it before I let him do it.
Scott Woodward was the guy who was the AD who initially fired Brian Kelly. And then Scott Woodward was fired. Jeff Landry said, Trump's going to find the next head coach.
I don't know, but the Board of Supervisors is going to come up with a committee and they're going to go find us a coach.
Okay.
The suit says that LSU told Kelly's representatives on Monday that Woodward did not have the authority to terminate Coach Kelly and or make settlement offers to him in October. And thus, Kelly was never officially terminated.
All right, then I'm back, baby. Then I show back up. How stupid is this?
Hold on. One real quick thing on that.
You're going to lose all your fancy foosball games and you're going to fail your big exam.
I tell you what, this is fun.
This is fun.
What they're doing down there at LSU right now.
I love myself some Cajun hillbillies.
What if he came back? What if I'd walk right in the door. What if the end result of this was coming right back to work, taking your interim coach and
did the new guy move into his office?
I
get out. This is my office, homie.
It's a pretty specific office, right? When you take one of these big jobs like this, it's pretty personalized. I remember from the initial filings, or just some of the initial tweets and posts that were coming out about Kelly's firings, he'd sent some emails, right? I think we got to read a couple of the emails that he was sending to some of the representatives at LSU.
And yes, it was about very polite.
It was very polite. It was about clearing out the office.
Hey, just so you
Brian
know,
was like, do you want
no
me to come
feelings
by?
And
yeah.
You're going to send me my
stuff?
You're
going to send me my stuff? Or, should I come by at a different time and pick it up? That kind of talk.
We didn't see the replies, though.
No, we didn't.
Maybe the replies were, you're not really fired.
Get back to work.
Come back in.
There's no way. There's no way this kind of miscommunication could have gone on, whether a big name coach is actually fired or not.
Buckeye basketball hosting App State tonight. That is why we're out of here at 5:30 today. That's when coverage starts. Now, Devin Royal did not play in the second half against Purdue Fort Wayne. He's dealing with a hip issue.
Yeah, that's not a guy that they can afford to be without for too long. But again,
have they said he's out tonight, or is it a game time decision?
Yeah, I've not seen. I'll take another look. I've not seen what the Devin Royal status is going to be. But either way, we are not to the games on the schedule yet, where you can make excuses for not having Devin Royal in the roster or being 100%. Because as we know, things are going to ebb and flow. You hope to steer clear of the big injury, but guys can miss games here too. It's sports. There's going to be bumps and bruises. Ask North Carolina. They just lost Seth Trimble. I know Rhyme Time is his head is spinning on that one. He's going to be out for a significant amount of time. So hopefully this is nothing serious for Royal.
Rhyme Time needs assistance. He was watching or listening to today or following online Ooey Pooey or whatever the hell we're calling them now.
IU Indy. Yeah,
they were playing an 11 a.m. game today.
Oh, really?
Against some school like that no one's ever, I think it's the seminary, people studying to be priests, and they put up like 120, but he's following that game. And he's tweeting about it. He needs assistance.
It says that they played IU Columbus Crimson Pride. So that must be something in Indianapolis as well.
At 11 o'clock this morning.
121-77 was the final score. That was IU Indy's first win of the season.
And Reimer's paying attention. He's got a newborn at home. This is what he's doing?
I don't know.
Has he lost his mind?
It's IU Indy and some unheard of school. He is sick.
Look, there's I love college basketball, and then there's I need medication. I know he needs medication. Take some of my pills. My God. All right, we're going to go inside the Buckeyes coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit a couple-minute delay on westbound 670 between 71 and 4th Street. And watch out for a disabled vehicle if you're on westbound 270 on the north outer belt at Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Fresh Time Market, where quality meets savings every day. From delicious meat and seafood to fresh produce and well-being essentials, you'll get big flavor without the big price tag. Fresh Time Market, healthy living for less. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
The amount of times I've had the nightmare of sprinting to the set, either ill-prepared or scripts not written, I've had that nightmare 1,000 times in my life.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
Hey, Bobby Carp.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Guest Hotline is sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric, and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
The number one pizza expert and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Now, 4 o'clock hour. We got Jen coming in here for See You Next Tuesday. We got Rapid Fire. But also in the 4 o'clock hour, I have to take one of my favorite institutions to the woodshed. And you always say that you're tougher on things that you love. People on that you love.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Than people you don't care about.
What have we always done about Krispy Kreme on
the
show?
It's hard love. We love it.
Which, by the way, we didn't hit this in the Foodgasm yesterday, but you were in your Sawmill area one recently, and you told me they had a new flavor that I would love.
They have a Biscoff.
Oh.
I know you're a big fan of that.
I saw that on one of their signs. Incoming shocker. They tried that maybe last fall around this time, then it went away because it was a limited time only. When I went in to get it, no Biscoff.
How about tomorrow?
No Biscoff.
Tomorrow's your last day with working sperm.
Yeah.
I'm going to come in and I'm gonna bring some donuts for you.
What if they don't have the Biscoff? They probably don't.
I'll still get you some delicious stuff. They got a bunch of other new flavors,
too, like a maple glaze. There's a bunch of other new flavors.
Very good.
Good.
Maple glaze, delicious.
Get a couple of those if they have them.
Yeah. All right. So in the 4 o'clock hour, I'm going to, unfortunately, I have to do this because I love them, take our friends at Wendy's to the woodshed. I know you do the commercials for the Wendy's.
Myself.
I know you do the commercials and the tendies and all that crap.
I don't think I'm doing them right now, but I will do them again.
If the check clears.
I like the Wendy's.
You like the Wendy's?
Wendy's is good.
I get you the Wendy's.
Common Man and Timmy present Inside the Buckeyes.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
As is custom, let's start with some good, clean Buckeyes from the win there. 34-10 over Purdue. Going to give this one to Bo Jackson on offense. You like that pick?
I do like that pick.
Peyton Pierce is my pick on defense. Like to give the love to some of the more unsung guys, the next wave of players. Jeremiah Smith, I think, an easy wild card. More on Pierce, though. 6'2", 225-pound backer from Lucas, Texas, northeast suburb of Dallas. He's been completely buying in on what the culture is all about and how hard you have to play the game to get time on the field. Buckeye fans have been noticing him again and again and again this year. He's been so crisp on special teams, and it's great to see guys get rewarded when you play that well in that facet of the game. Ryan Day actually shouted him out in his press conference today, as well as young guys like Ian Moore, the right tackle who played, Bryson Rogers, a wide receiver who got in there and made some plays. He said Pierce has taken the next step. The Buckeyes even had Pierce as one of their players of the game. I picked Bo because of his tenacity that he shows in the short yardage. Do you think you might see him a little bit in some short yardage where we've seen C.J. Donaldson almost be the lone guy here recently?
I think they like C.J. for that position. But if C.J. has another oopsie moment where the ball goes on the floor, then yes, I do.
I don't mind if they share some of that short yardage is all I'm saying, because to me, Bo Jackson has earned it now. Two great plays on film where it's third down and he doesn't have any business getting back to the line of scrimmage. And not only does he do that, he fights, he gets to the sticks, picks up first down. So Julian Sane, I want to do the tracker for him. First, we can point out that in several sports books, Fernando Mendoza and Sane are in a dead heat, odds-wise, to take home the Heisman Trophy. Some people's opinion was that Mendoza at the end of the Penn State game could have had his Heisman moment, but others, including Joshua Perry, our guy, former Buckeye and NBC analyst, said it was not a Heisman moment because the totality of his game against a 6-loss Penn State team was average by his standards. Julian, with the stats, right up there, 24 touchdown passes, 4 picks. Mendoza is at 26 touchdowns, 5 picks. 26 TDs does tie for the lead in the country. So Julian's right there. Yardage, it's almost 2,500 for Julian, 2,342 for Fernando. Completion percentage, that's all Julian, 81%. Not bad for Fernando, 71%.
I think if Fernando ends up winning the Heisman, you'll certainly see that play played over and over again because it was a terrific throw, it was a terrific catch. But I said this yesterday, I don't think Julian's saying, with all those numbers that you just threw out there.
A lot of good numbers.
I don't think he's had his moment yet.
But he's got the game
against
Michigan. Yeah.
Yes.
You will have it right there.
You can have your moment there. You can have your moment in the Big Ten championship game against probably Indiana.
Is the voting turned in before that? You know, I know it's announced after, but it might just be the regular season award. We're okay with that if it is.
People can, I think, do it before then, but
you can also
allowed,
wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Most
people wait until all the championship games are completed before they, send them in.
I feel like there should be a distinction about that because is it a regular season award or not? And if we allow that conference championship game, then we're basically drawing a line after, okay, one championship game is good enough to determine the Heisman Trophy winner, but not all the rest of the more important football that's still to come. Anyway, something to think about. How about this tidbit? Today, this presser, Day, mentioned something about how they determine their championship grades for individual performances in a given game. You know how they do this. They look for 80% excellence in film breakdown. I've never really heard exactly what they comb over for this, but I'm assuming it's a mix of effort, technique, execution, right? When position group coaches follow individual guys. Since it's late in the year, though, he raised the standard up to 83% if you want to grade out as a champion. Now, I'm sure the coaches are going to award whoever they want to award based on whatever's going through their
minds.
Giving
away too many of those Buckeye stickers.
It's optics, though. It's the optics of it. Later in the season, I like how they're upping the ante for something like that. How about the basketball part? Said we'd get to that. By the way, bracketology, did you know they're still updating that from the start of the season every single week? So the Lennard dog there at ESPN has Ohio State steady as a 7 seed, taking on 10-seeded St. Mary's in Tampa, Florida.
I don't want to hear about it.
Okay.
Well, it's too early for that.
Okay. All right. They're hosting App State tonight, a program with not a ton of history or pedigree. They're most notable for some of their past coaches. How about Press Maravich from 72 to 75? Bobby Kremins and Buzz Peterson. Press, I think that name's obvious. Pistol's dad. Buzz Peterson was Michael Jordan's roommate at North Carolina, for a fun fact. Their current coach, though, Dustin Kearns, had an NCAA tournament trip in 2021. It was a first four Dayton trip. And his run at App State has been solid. No finishes below 500. And they're coming off a 27-win season in 24 and a 17-13 season in 24-25 last year. Their best guy is Kaysen Jennings, 6'5 senior guard. Guess what? He's transferred a bunch. Started at Kennesaw State, the Owls, then South Florida Bulls, now at App State. Make sure you know where the 6'5 Jennings is at all times. He will hit the three. He scores 18 points a game. Oh, and not another Canadian. Buckeye Hoops was recruiting. We mentioned it yesterday. A 7-foot Canadian. They are recruiting another 7-foot player. Sinan Huan, 17-year-old 7-foot-1 center from China. Reports are the decision is coming this week. Purdue, Illinois, or the Buckeyes. So another.
Got to drop off our big bag of cash.
Absolutely.
Big
we do.
Chinese dude. See you next Tuesday. You want to know what's going on behind the scenes here at the radio station and on social media? Well, Jen Winters is here to break it all down. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a slowdown on westbound 270 on the north belt from Westerville to Cleveland Avenue, and you're looking at a 5-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. The Ohio State football team awaits to see if they remain at the top of the college football playoff rankings tonight with the release of the updated rankings at 7 o'clock. Ryan Day held his press conference today ahead of Saturday's matchup with UCLA and spoke highly of quarterback Nico Iamaleava.
Tough player. He played tough in the playoff game here. He's physical. He runs hard. He takes some shots, and he keeps coming back. And he's a competitor, man. I got a lot of respect for him as a player.
Saturday's matchup with the Bruins will be at 7:30. The Ohio State basketball team returns to action tonight hosting Appalachian State. Tip-off from the Shot is at 6:30, and catch the action right here on The Fan. NHL tonight, the Columbus Blue Jackets finished their road trip tonight in the second leg of a back-to-back, taking on the Seattle Kraken. Face-off is at 10 o'clock. And in the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars have announced that two-way player Travis Hunter will be sidelined for the remainder of the season with a knee injury. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, look who's here. She is Jen Winters, affectionately known as F-Bomb Jen.
Are you kidding me?
Nice jacket, Jen.
Hey, thanks.
It's time for See You Next Tuesday with Jen Winters when she tells you about all the behind-the-scenes stuff here at the Fan. But before you start...
Where are your glasses at?
You start.
Shut up.
You went to see Paul McCartney.
I did.
And he played this song.
And he played the song.
Because he knows you hate it. It's a great song.
It was the second song that he played.
Oh, of course. He's got to get the crowd up and moving.
And I, about peed my pants. I was laughing so hard.
He knows where he's at.
And then I took a very quick video of me and non-sports Matt dancing like you. And then it's not going to be for public consumption. So,
see,
yeah,
we had a little argument. I'm not the biggest Paul McCartney guy in the world with his catalog, but I know most of his songs. I wasn't sure if Coming Up was one of his smash hits or somewhere
hit
in the middle
hit.
Of his run.
It's
no Live and Let Die.
No.
My God.
So there's a whole thing right now on the internet of Paul McCartney exploding, and people take video of him playing Live and Let Die, and there is a lot of pyro and fire that goes off during the song. So the whole thing is Paul McCartney going to explode? He explodes. It's funny. He doesn't really die, but he explodes like five times. And so I got video of that. But no, the Coming Up cracked me up because I'm like, there's no way.
As an elderly gentleman.
No way they're playing this right now.
How did he do? Because, we've seen Frankie Valli out there.
Let me tell you, he's 10 steps ahead of Frankie Valli.
All right, good.
But I mean, he's 82, I think, 82 or 83.
God bless.
The voice is starting to go, but it's still there. He's still very spry and jokey, and I mean, he says the same things over and over again, but he's been doing this for, 16
That's
years?
Incredible, because I mean...
70 years, almost.
And you mentioned he played Blackbird, and I asked you how that was, because I just... At that age, there's no way.
In your mind, you're thinking he's feeble.
There's no way that he can play the guitar as beautifully as he once did, and that's okay. That he's still out there doing it.
It was beautiful. And I told you, that song is I love that song. It is a very wonderful song. It means a lot. He wrote it about segregation in the South, and it's beautiful. And so non-sports Matt goes to the bathroom. And I just lose my mind. I cannot stop sobbing. I am crying.
Sobbing because he went to the bathroom?
Yes. Because I'm like, oh my God, I'm by myself. No. Oh my God, he finally stopped talking. No, I love you, honey. You talk a lot. But No, it was just, I was just overcome with a lot of emotion. And this was the first time that I had gone to see Paul McCartney without my mom. And I've seen Paul McCartney, like, I think this was probably my sixth or seventh time seeing him.
Six, seven.
And then not seeing him with my mom also, like, wrecked me.
No, I just want to be clear that your mom is alive.
She's
well. She was just at home wiping your dad's ass.
Exactly.
Because he had carpal tunnel surgery and can't wipe his own ass.
Exactly.
You really did say that like mom is no longer with us.
No, she's here. Hi, Janet. She's probably in the chat, but she is.
It's like saying I lost my mom in 9/11, and it was just in Minneapolis, Minnesota. God.
But it was a hard day.
No, I lost her in the Mall of America on 9/11. That's where I lost my
mom. She's fine now.
She was at Chico's.
What is going on behind the scenes here
tonight
at the radio station?
Tonight is a big night. So it's our second week of college football playoff rankings. And we're doing like what we did last week with you, Tyvis, Common Man, and T-Bone, and Austin Ward last week. Wow, that was a lot of names. And so we're doing it with different folks this week. And it's going to be fun.
Who's on this week?
It's Matty Ice and Anthony Rothman.
Oh, our previous show here.
Yes. Yeah. I believe Uncle Bo will be dropping by.
Uncle Bo's going to be a couple bourbons in.
You get to see Rothman and Bishop reunite.
I want to see another.
See, that's pretty awesome.
I want to see another part of Bo's house. I'd like him to put the laptop somewhere else, because we see the same
The four pictures of Ohio State behind him.
But I'd like him to move that. Get us a little
different
view. You think
his Christmas tree's up yet? I know that was a whole thing. Maybe put it in front of the Christmas tree.
Did he say his tree's up yet?
I've met so many people that have it up. We're not doing that.
My mother-in-law had it up, was it October 17th or something like that?
It's insane.
Well, I know a lot of people did it during the second bye week because the weather was okay, and then it gave them enough time to do stuff and have it taken care of.
Why don't we get
St. Patrick's Day stuff up?
You get it down from
getting taken care of.
I keep the St. Patrick's Day stuff up year-round.
What is with the time thing? You go up into the attic. It's the one time. There's two times you go up there in a year. Unless you got rot. You get the tree down.
Yeah,
you put the tree back.
You got that rot.
Takes 5 minutes. I have to do it all myself. It's three parts. It still takes me 5 minutes. I just drop it down in the garage and that's it.
Matt to do it, to bring the stuff in for me, and then he refuses to help me put any of it up or take any of it.
You're Jewish.
Out.
What are you putting the stuff up for?
I love Christmas. I like the tree. A menorah can't do so much with. I mean, to put it in the window, but you can't really decorate a menorah. You can decorate
a tree. Can. You know what I saw the other day?
What?
A pickle menorah.
I want a pickle
menorah. I know. I thought of you.
I love pickles.
You know that Molly Ye chick who does the...
I can't with her.
Food Network?
That's one of non-sports Matt's favorites.
But anyway...
Oh, I want to smack her in the
face.
You
don't like her?
No, you
should like her because she's Jewish and she loves pickles.
She puts sprinkles on everything. Like, shut up. Your life isn't that magical. Oh, I hate her. Sorry.
Man.
He doesn't like sprinkles
either. This is why
either.
I'm friends with you. I love when you hate people for no reason.
I just look at her and I'm like, I like it to juice. I want to smack the crap out of her face.
All right, what else is going on that we should know about?
What else is going on? Why did you just ask me that in my whole... Oh, Saturday night, come to the casino.
Oh, what's going on at the casino?
I'm going to be at the casino on Saturday night for the watch party for Ohio State UCLA.
Awesome.
For the first half. Timmy won't be there.
Why did I forget that it was a night game coming up?
Because
it's not going to matter either way because I have to miss this one.
You won't be there. You're usually there. We might have somebody else from the fan there, but if all else fails, hey, it's me. Come see me. Please?
Well, that's enough for people to go out.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. I would want to come see you.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Why won't you be there, Timmy?
Because he's going to be sitting on some frozen peas.
That's on Thursday you're getting that done.
You think I'd be
by
ready?
Saturday
Did you
night,
leave the house, though, at all?
You'll be turning
when you had your stuff
Wait a
snipped?
Minute. You had time. You had time off. There was downtime for you when you had it done.
Yours on a Thursday, didn't
I'm expecting
you?
To be in some horrible pain for the
You'll
next few days.
Fine.
I will not be fine.
We're going to get you. We're going to get you some frozen peas. You put it on your privates.
You know what? They may as well just cut it off.
While you're down
wow,
there.
Okay.
While you're at it, Doc,
just get rid of it.
Make it all smooth down there.
Like a Ken doll.
Do us all a favor. Testes, too?
Of course.
Ween.
Why just the vasectomy? I don't want the sack at all. Just go with a straight up castration.
That may hurt your Tri-State Men's Health endorsement.
PP really no working
Tim
now.
Tim Hall here for smooth down there.
I mean, I can still endorse, even though it's not what I got going on.
Tim here.
Oh, hey, it's
from the
Mickey.
Makers of Nair, but for men. And then it just removes more than hair.
Now, he has to get rid of his hair down there for the surgery. I heard some people in the chat were recommending putting Nair down there.
And I said that.
You said that? No.
No,
that's
bad.
You don't want to do that.
It's bad. It also smells like death.
What's so bad about the Nair?
It's acid.
It's not really acid.
You want to put that on the gooch.
What do you use Nair for then?
Legs.
Just legs?
Underarms?
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's something to be said about
the non-sensitive parts.
I mean,
underarms could be a little sensitive
for
though.
You.
That's the thing.
Like,
I
can't. Like, are you going to sit there with like a mirror and
that's
be like,
the thing,
"Is it
Jen,
close enough?"
How? Like, can you imagine?
Are you going to ask Sarah to help you?
I don't want to do that.
She's your wife.
She's your
old and feeble.
She's not like your wife.
I know.
Hey, I'm going to stretch it out here. You take this.
Here's the bat wing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
And then
think.
Jack walks in and is traumatized.
Oh, stop it.
can you imagine
this? This is what it's supposed to look like, boy.
If your teenage son walked in while your wife was shaving your stressed out
like,
sack.
Don't worry about it, Jack. We're playing
There's
Pinocchio.
There's not enough therapy in the world for that kid.
It'd be the end of it.
I love Jack. I mean,
what kind of position? Say I am going to attempt to do this myself. What kind of position do I get in?
Should I draw you some stick figures?
Do I lay down on my back in the tub and then put my feet up against the wall, the shower
in
wall behind
tub?
Me?
Tub?
Or is it just a standing thing?
Oh, Timmy, I love you so much.
Oh, I love you,
Jen. Good luck with everything.
Thank you, Jen.
Hey, I'll see you guys next Tuesday.
See you soon.
Big Willie style could be on his way to Scotland. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is moving slow on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. And there's a couple minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side from James Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Compassion International. Compassion sponsorship means food, healthcare, education, and most of all, being known, loved, and protected. There are thousands of kids waiting over a year and their wait. Sponsor a child with compassion today. Text the word radio to 83393. I'm Nicole on 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Did you know that the ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy? And did you know that man shaves his pits? True story.
Listen weekdays at 3.
The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly cloudy skies are expected here for tonight as temperatures drop down into the upper 20s to lower 30s. We'll see winds out of the west at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday, that westerly wind will help warm us up into the upper 40s to lower 50s under a mostly sunny sky. And we'll continue that warm up with highs in the 50s on Thursday. Upper 50s and more sunshine by Friday, but tracking cloudy skies for the weekend. Highs in the 60s and a chance for rain here by Sunday. That's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3. The Fan.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spirinak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
Rapid Fire is coming up here at 4:30. I'm going to have a game show for Mikey at 5 o'clock as well, where I will quiz him on some Gen Z slang. I'm very curious to see how you do at this quiz. Yeah. You know, that's sort of the impetus for this, as we all know. We kind of gotten used to the 6-7 thing at this point. I was watching something that came across my feed this morning, and it was a women's college basketball game. Somebody was playing on the road at South Dakota. The teams are not the point. What was the point is it was one of these day games, and we've seen Buckeye women's basketball do this before, where you have more of a daytime start, and kids might have, it might be an off day for local schools, and you get a little field trip dialed up, and thousands of younger kids, elementary school age kids, are going to the basketball game. So they're louder and they're more into it. They're more passionate for the game, especially for a daytime crowd. So they had that going for them at this game. They said there were like 5,000 kids that were in attendance. And wouldn't you know, this clip picks up when the score is 65-48, South Dakota leading. Gal goes to the free throw line. Makes that first free throw. It's 66, and people are already starting.
They're getting ready
Don't
for it.
Don't you do it yet. It's not 6-7 yet. Just they're like kind of lightly doing it, not full on into the motion. 66. And then when she hits that free throw to go to 67, I said, dear God, that's a lot of cheering.
They were nuts. That the 6-7 is still relevant with the young kids. But I think the older kids have moved on.
Jack is 14 now, and
they're on to the next thing.
Even though he's not above, which I like, he's not above a good 6-7. And if it comes up in conversation, because this is how it was in our household for the last 2 months or so, or maybe a little bit longer back when Jack was in his prime 6-7-ing, you would just be in normal conversation. You'd be like, honey, what do you think the mark on that is from the edge of the table to the bookcase there. So I'm get a measurement there. What do you think? It's like 6 or 7 inches or 6 or 7 feet. Oh, 6-7. And then you hit it that way. How many catches did Justin Jefferson have last week? Was it 6 or 7? Oh, 6-7. Just like that. And you're like, ah, Jesus. You'd always say 6-7 inadvertently. And then it would turn into that. But this little story that we saw. So apparently, a top club out in Scotland, Celtic.
Oh, I know Celtic.
Celtic is looking, Mike. They're looking.
They're looking for a gaffer.
They need a manager. Yeah, they need a gaffer out there at Celtic. And reports, I mean, I'm looking at this straight from BBC.com. They are looking at Wilfred Nancy, our manager of the Columbus Crew. Says they're on a hunt for a new manager, and it's reported that Nancy is on the short list. But who is the Major League Soccer manager? So then it goes on to tell us a little bit about him. We know Nancy and what a tactician he is and how he has done some great things for this club, even as the Crew have lost some of their key players here over the last couple years since he's joined. But he's won a championship, came here from Montreal, and the other
had
thing
an opportunity to knock off the Cincinnati Hillbillies this weekend, and instead you choke it away.
I know.
You were up 1-0. That lasted 5 minutes.
One of the other things that they're looking at here says a name, Thierry Henry's former assistant at Montreal was Wilfred Nancy, so there's the connection with Thierry Henry. And the former center back from France's second tier has always made waves with this team. The assistant, Kwame Ampadu, who's here in Columbus, he has ties with Celtic's head of football operations, Paul Wayman Tisdale. So there you go.
We got Wayman Tisdale. We got
Kwame Brown.
Kwame
Lassiter.
Thank you. I have to throw a little shade at one of my favorite places, and that is Wendy's.
Oh, boy.
I went today. I got myself a spicy chicken sandwich.
What was the problem today?
Well, I'll tell you what the problem is. And this has been brewing for a while now. You know, Wendy's is not doing very well financially. They got to close like 200 locations in the new year. I think they're trying to do too many things, trying to be too many things to too many people. And they're not focusing on the basics. I will take credit for the spicy chicken sandwich being a permanent menu item. Let me tell you why.
That's you.
Back when I was banging, I was a big, giant nerd. I had a wall of autographed 8x10s in my room because I read some sort of book where it's like, you send a self-addressed stamped envelope with this and that to these autograph addresses. They'll send you one back.
Autograph addresses.
It's like secret celebrity addresses.
Was this just was this just a kid's thing? Like there was some magazine you bought and you sent away and they would send you back an autographed picture?
Like the early days of the internet, this is the stuff that you would buy on the internet. Like, ooh, celebrity seekers. There's a P.O. box for Danielle Fishel. You can send her one of your pubes. Whatever.
Boy, the internet was a weird place back when it started.
Oh, it's not now, though. Not now. See, it's now.
I just remember sending like something to a Bulls address, and then you would get a fake letter and signature back from Michael Jordan.
Right, that was not
clearly
real.
Just printed on a sheet of paper with a...
But
not even
I had a lot of 8x10s. I had a Conan O'Brien 8x10.
Really?
I had a Billy Joel 8x10. Yeah.
Do you think that they're valid?
Yeah. Yeah? I do. I wrote nice letters and enclosed the self-addressed mailed envelope.
to get it mailed back?
I followed all the rules. Yeah. I'm not going to make them pay for postage with amateur hour.
Did they come back in decent condition most of the time, or were they a little crumpled, a little folded?
I straightened them out.
Mm-hmm. Do your best.
Put them under some heavy books for a while.
Put a little paperweight on the edge.
So, one of the names in this celebrity book was Dave Thomas.
Ah, DT.
Founder of Wendy's. Yeah. I said, you know what? I really do like Wendy's, and I'm a real big fan of that limited time thing, the spicy chicken sandwich, because they would have it would go away, they'd bring it back, and I said, this should really be a permanent menu item. So I wrote Davey Boy a little letter, and I said, Mr. Thomas, big fan of your squareness. Big fan.
Hello, your squareness.
Of the spicy chicken.
Your
I think that should be a permanent menu item. Please find my self-addressed stamped envelope included if you wanted to send something back. And so, a couple weeks later, I got a letter in response. And it was different than the other ones I normally got, which is, you know, just the 8x10 and the autograph, and that was it. Dave Thomas took the time to handwrite me a response.
No.
He did. And he thanked
handwritten.
Me. He thanked me for the feedback and said that the spicy chicken sandwich was his new favorite too. And he was going to add it to the permanent menu. And he enclosed some coupons for me for a free spicy chicken sandwich along with a signed 8x10. And I framed that signed Dave Thomas 8x10 and put it over my bed. And I will tell you, I didn't get laid once in high school.
Because Dave was looking down on you.
There were other factors at play, but that didn't help. But I got him in there to close the deal with it. Is that Wendy's founder, Dave Thomas, over your bed? Yes, it is. Now take your bra off.
No, I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass. It was Ronald McDonald, maybe, but you
wait,
know.
Wait, while you're putting your clothes back on, did you know that I'm the reason that the spicy chicken sandwich is going to be permanent?
She couldn't
What's
get him on
spicy chicken
fast
sandwich?
Enough. Anyway,
where's the exit?
Went over today. She jumped out the window while it was still closed.
Where's
just glass shards all over the floor?
Show me where the catwalk is.
So I went over today, got myself a spicy chicken and a fry. And I'll tell you what, the girth of this spicy chicken filet,
no girth,
was like the size of two playing cards put together. There was nothing to it. It was dry. Look, we're in an age of chicken right now. You go to any fast food place in the world, they got themselves a good chicken sandwich. They put a lot of research into it, a lot of marketing into it. You can't be taking shortcuts.
No,
with the fillets, and Wendy's has been doing this. They took away my leaf lettuce. They got the shredded lettuce on there. It was an embarrassment to Dave Thomas's legacy.
On behalf of Wendy's, I would like to apologize.
I should get an apology.
I would like to apologize.
You're charging $11 for that stuff
now.
Yeah,
that's not an acceptable...
I want a juicy breast. I want a thick, juicy breast.
Look, we here at Wendy's agree with you. The customer is always right. So we're going to run this up the chain. if I have to go to Dave himself, if if I have to go visit him from the beyond,
seance with Dave,
I will find a way. I will make this right. We're going to start to get better. We're going to get back on track.
So disappointed. I was so looking forward to it. It's got that little taste.
There's nothing worse
than
that.
You got a taste for it. Only that will scratch the itch. And then I got it, and I was disturbed. I was disturbed at the quality of the chicken that I received.
Do you want
unacceptable?
Did you see the new thing that White Castle is going to have coming up? They've got like a little barbecue slider. Have you ever tried their barbecue at White Castle?
No.
No? You'd give it a shot, right?
If I go to White Castle, I'm getting the sliders.
So then say no. So you wouldn't try it.
No.
Good.
Conversation over.
Say no. Say I'm not doing that.
I can't go into White Castle, smell White Castle, and not get sliders.
Why couldn't you get two of the burgers the two barbecue slider with fries for $4.99?
I stand corrected. You're right. I'm wrong.
You can't beat that deal.
You're right. Rapid fire coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is moving a little slow on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. And if you're downtown, westbound 70 between 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue is moving a little slow. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. The slow roasted cantina chicken menu is here to stay with ingredients like purple cabbage and freshly prepared pico de gallo. Try it today at a participating U.S. Taco Bell location while supplies last. Contact store for participation, which varies. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. John Gruden used his Barstool platform to say that the NFL needs to get rid of Thursday night football. Yep, they'll get right on that, Johnny. Sounds good.
What was his reasoning for?
Well,
just the scheduling? The players thing we said 10 years ago?
Prepare, you know, just tired and it's not fair and all that. That's okay. A hot take. That's a good hot take.
Go back to screaming out one of your play calls.
All right, rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222.
Oh, Teddy. Rapid fire number one.
Do you think the Big Ten needs to do a better job of scheduling and put more competitive teams on the Buckeyes conference schedule?
I think it's fine.
No, I mean, look, first of all, are we having another conversation where there should be centralized scheduling where, you know, conferences individually aren't scheduling and you have one central entity? Yes, but in the absence of that, why should the Buckeyes be penalized for being really good? They're on the same schedule rotation as everybody else in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me they're so damn good, we have to make the schedule harder just for them. No, that's stupid.
And what does that look like? Because what are you doing to everybody else's schedule if you're going to tinker with Ohio State's? A conference schedule has to be somewhat computerized and it has to be planned way in advance.
Well, first of all, it doesn't have to be planned way in advance. That's something that we've been fed over the years in college football.
Okay, you might be right about that. 1 year, I mean, the NFL schedules, they've got a formula that they use. And typically you would see division champs play division champs and so on and so on.
Yeah. All right,
so
fine.
If you're talking about something like that, then I suppose. But the one thing I always said is I wanted to see Penn State on the schedule every single year. But look how that would have worked out this year. So you can't control when some teams are expected to be really good and then they drop off the table. So there might be some things you could do. I don't think it's a big deal, though.
They should be on the same scheduling rotation as everybody else in the Big Ten until they fix the scheduling problem, which was it's just a college football problem, not a Big Ten problem, not an Ohio State problem. Rapid fire number two.
Is there a current two-loss college football team that you think could still win the national championship?
No, but if I had to pick and choose one, I'd probably choose Oklahoma just because I like their quarterback best of all the other two-loss teams.
I might roll the dice with somebody like a Notre Dame. I don't think their defense is good enough. I don't love them. It's been a long time since those first two games of the season. Of course they matter, but you ask the question about a two-loss team, I don't think they're going to lose again. They got the game on the road at Pitt. We saw Pat Narduzzi make some weird comments.
I'm so sick of him.
I don't know if he's just doing this on purpose at this point. Oh, we can lose this game by 100. Doesn't matter because it's not an ACC game, so I don't care. Well, you should care. It matters for your ratings and
big,
how you're going to be ranked.
Giant loser.
No.
And I'll the ACC sucks. Rapid fire number three.
Which team is more likely to fire their coaching staff at the end of the season, the Bengals or the Browns?
I think they both do, probably.
Browns.
But I think Stefanski's dead man walking. I can see Zach Taylor given another opportunity because he's dealt with so many injuries this season. Even though I don't think that's an excuse, but...
And boy, does he deserve another opportunity down there.
Timmy, I'm not saying I would do it.
That, I'm just... You're right to pick the Browns. It's actually been a long time for what we were once at, where the Browns were churning through a head coach every single year. They weren't giving anyone time to get some traction. Now Kevin Stefanski's been there for a minute. It's been seems like a million years since Baker Mayfield went bye-bye. Now they're stuck in the Deshaun Watson mess.
It doesn't necessarily matter who you fire at head coach. I can't stand these organizations that fire the head coach but leave the GM in there to hire another head coach. I think you need clean breaks with both.
Yes.
You need a new GM, Andrew Berry, bye-bye. Kevin Stefanski, bye-bye. They go at the same time. You hire a GM first, and that GM goes out and finds a new coach.
Same if they did that in Cincinnati.
Yes.
Same thing.
Rapid fire number four.
Last week, you guys were chatting about T-Bone, how he attended a metal concert in a laundromat. So I want to know, what's the loudest concert you guys have ever attended?
I have a story for this.
Okay.
The band themselves, not necessarily known as a loud band. It's
right.
Better Than Ezra, okay?
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
on a date. It was either a first date or a second date, but it was early on in the dating with this girl. And so there's a level of forgiveness there that normally wouldn't be there if you've been dating for a long time.
Of course. You're right? Still... You're getting to know each other.
So I meet at her place. This is in downtown Chicago. We take the train... down to the House of Blues where this concert is going on. So we get down there. We're in line waiting to get in. And you needed ID to get into the House of Blues. It's a bar, right?
21 and up show.
And so she goes,
I forgot my license at my apartment.
What the hell? They won't let you in without the license. I have the tickets, but that's irrelevant. You need your license to get in. So we hop back on the train. We go back to her apartment. We get the ID. We come back. By the time we get there...
Show's halfway over?
It's not halfway over, but everybody has crowded in. There's no assigned seats at the House of Blues.
You're standing
it's
near the stage.
It's first come, first serve.
Sure, sure.
Right? And so the only spot that was available to us was right next to the speaker, the huge speaker.
Yada, yada, yada. Now you're deaf.
That's exactly. I'm deaf for a variety of reasons, but that didn't help.
I was going to a show with my father. It was in that 2 year period where I was stuck in Utah, living next to the Whites, right? They didn't want to go to the show with us.
Stop saying
Aaron and Eric White, everybody.
I
my
understand.
Next door neighbors.
They were
twins.
Not interesting Whites.
Twins. They didn't want to come down to the show. You would have liked this show. It was Fastball opening for your guys, Ed Roland and Company, Collective Soul.
That's a good little card right there.
I was excited to see the show. We're there at the Huntsman Center where University of Utah plays basketball. It was a decent little setup for it. Looked to be fine. Near the end of Fastball's set, the vocals go out and a loud banging just starts erupting over the speakers. And it does not stop. And this is going on for one song. This is going on for a second song. The band must have been in a position where they could play through it, at least, with their earpieces on, and it wasn't affecting them.
Once you
They had to know. No, I think they played that early on in their set. The Way, Fastball song, where are we going? They played that. Long story short, we didn't even stay to see Collective Soul because it was
Timmy.
So aggravating that we had to get out of there. My dad needed to leave, so we left the show.
All right, rapid fire number five. Come on, Ted.
If you guys can have a celebrity join the show for a weekly in-studio chit-chat segment, who would you choose?
Chit-chat.
Now, it can be anyone, and they would have to be excited to do it.
They'd be excited. We'd be guaranteed they'd be excited.
Yes. Yeah, they'd be into it.
Why wouldn't they be excited? Yeah. They got to come here.
And it's somebody that would sort of fit the show and would work well with you guys.
Who would you pick, Timmy?
Might pick Dave Matthews while we're on music.
What are you going to talk to him on a weekly basis for?
I mean, Dave
Matthews.
What is
Matthews? He going to do?
He's.
Oh, you want to talk about Virginia Tech again, huh?
He doesn't care about Virginia Tech. Talk about dumping poo into the Chicago River.
All right, that's good for the first week. Then what else do we do?
You know, talking about all the different, you know, venues that he's played and acts that have opened for him.
Teddy? One celebrity every single week. They're excited about it.
Dale Jr., he'd come in and hang out with us.
Oh, man.
Between Dale Jr. and Dave Matthews, the ratings gold right there.
That's right.
Who would I go with?
I mean, what do you want me to say? Charles Barkley?
You know what I'm going to say? Who I think we'd have good conversation with every single week, and he's been around for a long time. He's got endless amounts of stories. Seems like a very interesting guy. I'm going to go with Mr. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
I'm going to go with Tom Hanks.
You know, when Tom Hanks, I was watching some more SNL clips. Shocker. They've been crushing my feed lately. When he would host SNL, that guy would cook. He'd be better than all the cast members combined.
He was a terrific host.
He's unbelievable. I mean, he's one of the best actors of all time, so I guess that makes sense.
I can tell you. When he was on the set of Big and was sexually assaulted by Robert Loggia.
Robert Loggia.
Right after they played that little keyboard and...
I would have thought that
F.A.O. Schwartz.
I would have thought that he'd be walking in on Penny Marshall and Robert Loggia going to town on the piano. That's not chopsticks.
Hey, Ryan Day with his weekly presser today. You will hear from the coach coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for an accident that's on the right shoulder of westbound 270 on that north outer belt at Westerville. And we've got a couple minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side from James Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by RR Foundation Specialist.com. Protect your home with R&R Foundation Specialist. Family owned, honest, and pressure free. Get expert waterproofing, fair quotes, and smart advice that puts your home first. Visit RR Foundation Specialist.com, your trusted local pros in foundation and waterproofing. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Hello, Big Voice Guy here. I've been hired to tell you all about the Fan's YouTube channel. Did you know you can immerse yourself in Buckeye goodness like Austin and Burb's daily podcast, The Beat? Yes, sirree, Bob. Subscribe today.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, the fan.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I would like to tell you about my friends at Victor's Home Solutions. We had a little bit of weather come in already. You might be thinking about that roof that sits atop your home and say, oh my God, it's covered with snow. Is it going to last this winter? Should I get that looked at? There is still time. Just start by giving them a call for the free 21-point roof inspection. Schedule that puppy up today. 866-VICTORS. That's 866-VICTORS. You will see everything that they can do for you. You'll figure out why they can offer you a industry-best 50-year leak-free guarantee on every roof they install. You talk about peace of mind. That covers all the workmanship and materials. And if anything goes wrong with that roof in that 50-year span, you are 100% covered. Victor's is the only roofer that I would trust with my house because of everything they do with that project from start to finish. Maybe you just need repairs, but maybe you do need the full replacement. And if you do, they will have all the financing options to work with you to get you the best deals. So start it up, victors.com.
Tomorrow's very special program. First of all, Nicole Sheeran is joining us, as she does every single Wednesday, for Leather Jacket Time. It's also Timmy's last show with working sperm, as he gets the vasectomy on Thursday.
But, I hope.
Nicole had to have a cancerous mole dug out of her back today.
Man, we're all getting stuff done this week.
I did talk to her. She's fine, all stitched up and all that. And I offered, like, hey, do you need me to pick up some groceries for you because you can't lift anything? You don't want to bust the stitch, all that. What was that noise? Was that your phone? I heard a little something. What was that?
Whatever. What is it?
Is Teddy's pacemaker making noise again? You didn't hear that, Ted? It's driving me nuts.
I heard it.
I did not hear anything.
All right, anyway.
Who are you with again?
So I said, I'll pick you up some groceries. She goes,
I don't know how I'm going to clean this thing. It's on my back. I live by myself.
She was sort of hinting around that maybe me or you.
No.
Could irrigate the wound for her. I said, I draw the line. At wound care for my friends. Like, Teddy, as much as I love you, I've known you for 22 years, and I wish you the best, and I'll run some errands for you, buddy. You want me to go get some groceries for you or pick up some nut butter at Crema, whatever the hell you need.
I'm the Crema nut butter?
I mean, Teddy likes that stuff.
It is good stuff.
All right, I'll go get it for you. But if you said, hey, man, can you tend to my wound? I'm going to say, nah, I'm not going to tend to your wound. That's where I draw the line. That's a wife-husband thing. That's not a friend thing.
No sponge bath for Teddy either when he gets to that age?
No, no sponge bath for Teddy.
What if it's just the upper torso? I mean, you know, his privates are all below the waist.
As opposed to... A man that has their privates above the waist? What are we talking about?
A breasted man? Sure. But no, I could not do that either. I will tell you this. I don't know, like, what the extent of Nicole's procedure was, but I'm a very moley guy, and
really dug in there.
Yeah, they can dig in there. I'm a moley guy, and I have to go to the dermatologist every single year. I have to make sure that I get the scans and get checked out. And a lot of the moles, they're insignificant. They know by looking at most of them, like, that's fine. Sometimes they take a tiny little sample of something, and it doesn't hurt at all. You don't even feel it. Don't even really need a Band-Aid. And they'll run that and either tell you if something comes of it or not. But there was a time when I was still a teenager. And my friends would make fun of me because I had these two moles in between my nipples that were growing together to form one monster mole.
They joined forces?
And I was almost like Chandler Bing, where I had the third nipple for a while. And I was very self-conscious about it. I did not like to be a bare-chested Kruger very often. And eventually my mom set up the appointment. I had to go in and get this thing taken care of. And the procedure itself didn't hurt for this one. They have the very, like, sharp stainless steel edging, and they slice it off.
They numb it.
Then, you know, local anesthetic, numb it up, slice it off. Didn't hurt at all initially until, like, it wears off and then there's some slight pain. But I just couldn't believe the look of it. It looked like I went to Hollywood and a crack makeup artist did their best to make it look like a gunshot wound. It was like you could see inside my chest.
Well, they got to dig in there and make sure they get it all out, Timmy.
I'm a teenager. I don't know what I'm going up against.
You got to go for the roots down there.
It kind of fascinated me. I would take off the bandage and just stare at it in the mirror just to see all the, like, it was bloody, yet the blood wasn't pouring out.
Timmy.
It was just there.
That's enough of that.
You don't like it?
No. I don't like it, Juice.
You not like it the mole.
Ryan Day with his weekly press conference today. I want to point out, and this is not necessarily wrong, the media availability today was 30 minutes. Opening statement, questions, all that. 30 minutes. Not once was a question asked about this week's opponent, UCLA. That's where this team is right now. And I'm not calling out the media for that because I don't even care. UCLA is irrelevant. What are you doing to get better every single week? Right? How is your running game getting better every single week? Who your opponent this week does not matter. The media knows that, and secretly in the offices over there, Ohio State knows that too. Here is Ryan Day talking about the running game.
We certainly wish that the first play would have been part of our day, but it wasn't. So we had to regroup and come back after it. But we're just going to keep swinging on it, and it comes down to fundamentals. That's it. So we'll keep trying to figure out ways to be creative and create space and create explosion. But when it all comes down to the end, it's going to come down to fundamentals. There's positives, but there's also things we got to get better at.
I believe Ryan Day, and he does not sound all that concerned with how they're running the football. And there were some more questions about just the offensive line play. We talked about Tegra and the play they're getting at right guard. You had a backup left. You had a backup right tackle in the game as well.
I got a comment Daniels here about play. Right guard.
Let's
you
go.
Want to hear?
Let's go.
All right, here's right guard play.
He's an option. He played in the game. I thought he had some good movement in the run game and did some good things. So we'll see how this week goes. But we're going to keep pushing the envelope on it and keep grinding on it. But he did have some good snaps in that game. And hopefully we can get him to play at a certain level that we need him to play in order to finish the season the way we want to.
That's your guy Ethan that he's talking about.
Ethan Onionwa?
Yes.
Yeah. Big fella. Big fellow, that guy.
Did you have Peyton Pierce as a good clean boy?
Yes.
This week? All right, here's Ryan Day talking about Peyton Pierce.
Peyton Pierce was excellent in the game. He's playing well on special teams. This is a guy who was a high school wrestler and just really has taken the next step, I think, and is a productive player for us, as you guys can see. Diagnosis plays well. Really serious about his business. Tough guy, really smart.
We're becoming a program of great linebacker play again, and love it.
Good.
I love to see it.
All right. Coming up next, Timmy says he's going to dazzle all of us with a Gen Z trivia.
Good luck,
this
Mikey.
Is Gen Z lingo is what this is?
And forgive me if some of it bleeds millennial. I don't think it does, because now in 2010 and on is a new generation. It's alpha now, right?
Yeah.
But whatever. Gen Z maybe bleeds into a little alpha lingo. Here we go.
It's not going to bleed millennial.
Not millennial. No, that's way back.
Come on.
That's messed up.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a couple minute delay on eastbound 270 on that north outer belt between US 23 and 71. We also have some slower traffic on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to 33. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Fresh Time Market, where quality meets savings every day. From delicious meat and seafood to fresh produce and well-being essentials, you'll get big flavor without the big price tag. Fresh Time Market, healthy living for less. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. The Ohio State football team awaits to see if they remain at the top of the college football playoff rankings tonight with the release of the updated rankings. You can catch Rothman and Ice tonight at 7 on the fans' YouTube reacting to the rankings as they come out. The Ohio State basketball team returns to action tonight hosting Appalachian State. Tip-off from the shot is at 6:30, and you can catch the action right here on the fan beginning at 5:30. In the NHL, the Columbus Blue Jackets look to snap their four-game losing streak tonight as they finish up their road trip to in the second leg of a back-to-back taking on the Seattle Kraken. Face-off is at 10 o'clock. And in the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars have announced that two-way player Travis Hunter will be sidelined for the remainder of the season with a knee injury. He's been on the injury reserve since October 31st. This update sponsored by Whiskey War by High Bank Distillery. Drink local, drink High Bank. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Buckeye basketball coverage comes your way at 5:30, so we get kicked off about half an hour early. It's Buckeyes in App State tonight.
App State.
Catch all the action right here on The Fan. Coach K, your guy, says he likes the idea of the Big East and ACC forming a college basketball super conference. What say Timmy?
I heard him talk about this earlier in the year. I think this was January when Coach K brought this up. And if you think of it this way, Mike, if you think of this in football terms, and football runs a lot of college sports, right? You would agree to that? Despite
football runs most of college
sports.
It runs
everything. And that doesn't mean that, you know, Kansas basketball isn't going to always have its place. But there were some people in Lawrence that were pretty concerned when all this realignment was happening. And maybe Kansas is a program that gets left out of the Big 12, didn't have a spot in the Big 10 when the Pac-12 was disappearing. That was dire for a moment. And so there's some big basketball brands out there. And I think if you take the Big East and the ACC, you combine some rich history there. You get Villanova, you get UConn, you get some of those programs in the Big East joining forces with the likes of Duke and North Carolina. Even with Rick Pitino back at St. John's and Duke, they have played a lot of midseason basketball games. Duke would always like to keep that February window. They'd keep that a week open in ACC play so they could schedule a cool one-off game with a traditional basketball power from yesteryear, like a Marquette or like a St. John's, like Temple. That's something that Coach K would do a lot. I am pro doing something like that. The basketball purist in me.
And it's not like
to see it.
Football would go away. You'd be just as competitive now.
Yeah, I think it would help them
as
out
you are
too.
Now in the ACC.
And there is no Big East football conference, so that's all gone.
All right, game show time. What are we doing, Timmy?
Well, this all started about a month back or so when Nicole filled in for you, and we had some fun. I don't know how we stumbled onto it that day, but I figured Nicole is the perfect kind of gal to help us out with any kind of Gen Z terms that we were unfamiliar with. Something that I'm always running into as a dad when Jack brings this lingo home from school. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
If
the 6-7 thing took off, too.
Younger kids in the car right now. I know a lot of you have it on.
Pay attention.
Just happen to be listening, so I'm sure they're going to get all the answers right, and I'm going to get them all wrong. Go ahead.
All right, pay attention. So the Gen Z slang quiz. I'm going to start you out with a term, and then we're going to go through it, okay? The term is huzz, all right? Huzz is the term here. Does huzz mean the outfit of choice for the week? Is it a term for a guy's romantic partner or a term for someone's group of best friends or besties? What
huzz.
Do you think?
You mean a girl's romantic partner?
No.
Call him the huzz?
The huzz.
Husband.
That would make a lot of sense.
Is that not what
See,
it is?
But I'm going to give you credit for this one. Ding him up for that one. The huzz is actually something that the guys use for the gals.
Really?
Yeah, it's some variation of honey or boo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, something like that.
I was right,
You're
but I was
right.
wrong.
Yeah, no, I give it to you. There's variations like bruhs. That's a combo of the huzz and bros. So that's like the bro version of the huzz.
What about the man's ear?
Not the man's ear. There's the gruzz, which is a combo of grandma and grandpa, like we're going to go to the gruzz's house. and then there's muzz, which is a term for mother. His mother was a mutter.
Man, you know this is Gen Z I go to grandma and grandpa's house. That's called the cemetery.
All right. Your next term is giat, all right? This is one of my favorites when I hear it. So tell me, it's primary use in Gen Z vernacular. Is it used as a substitute for the word got? Like, I got it going on right now. I got this drink.
That's what I
would
assume.
I got your ticket. Is it used to show excitement when noticing a woman's physical appearance, primarily the caboose or the buttocks? For instance, you would say, oh my goodness, she got back. Or you would just cry out, gyat dang, or gyat damn, or just yell, gyat, like that. Or is it a term to show frustration after losing an online game with the boys? Like, God, I suck at this. Or, God, I'm a loser, bro.
You put some thought into this because I could see it being applicable for all of those things. But I'm going to go with the first thing that you said.
That is wrong.
All right.
It's the second thing because a gyat is a, generally speaking, a woman's, she's got a great ass. That's typically what it is.
Okay. Okay.
And it's spelled G-Y-A-T-T. Gyat. That's the spelling for it.
All right, let them know.
All right. Snatched is your next Gen Z term. Snatched.
Snatched.
Does it mean to grab something from somebody? To snatch something up? I saw something I needed, so I snatched
that
it.
That seems too logical.
Does it mean that it's an item that is deemed to be played out? Timmy's wearing that tracksuit today, and that thing is so snatched. He needs a new one. Or does it mean that something is looking amazing or flawless? Did you see Mikey in his new glasses yesterday? He was kind of snatched.
I'm going to go with the second one, that snatched is bad.
Snatched is good.
Snatched is good, huh?
Flawless, baby.
All right, okay.
You're snatched, you're flawless.
Like this show is snatched.
Oh, baby. Your next Gen Z slang is chopped. This is used to describe to mean something very, very ugly. Does it mean awesome? Like this burrito bowl is absolutely chopped today? Or is it a social status that someone achieves when they continually steal someone's girl? Teddy is so drippy right now. He just stole Mikey's girl last week. He's literally chopped right now. What do you think?
I like the work you put into this. I really do.
What do you think?
What
do you think I was doing all day, Mike?
I'll go with the first one. Give me the first one.
Yes, it's fugly. And I heard this great variation, too. You can combine chopped with huzz to make it chuzz. That means that's a girl that's fugly, fell out of the ugly tree. You don't want anything to do with her.
All right,
it's a bad thing. You don't want to do that, guys. All right, we'll go to AI Nicole for some Gen Z slang question number one here from
AI.
Hey,
bitches. This Gen Z term is Sybau, or if I just go by the letters, it's S-Y-B-A-U. Does this refer to an Asian white tiger that has become popular online? Does this mean shut your bitch ass up? Or does it mean stay young, beautiful, authentic, and unique? This might be a tip. It's a term that Adam King hears all the time when he goes to speak in a media class when he's giving advice on how to make it in this business. I mean, why in the world is someone asking Adam to speak in a class anyhow? That's DeLulu, yo.
That would be shut your bitch ass up.
Yes, it would be. Sybau! That's how they say it, apparently. I learned that one today, so there you go. This next Gen Z slang term is chuggy. All right? Chuggy.
Chuggy.
Is chuggy something that you call a piece of food? Like, I just got the big-ass burger from the Fan Cafe, and I think this thing is chuggy, man. Is it something like the bros like to chat, or they like to chant this when they're chugging the Bomb Pop-flavored Prime energy drink? Chuggy, chuggy. They drink the Bomb Pop energy drink. They slam it down.
Now,
these
idiots. Not it.
Or is it a term the youngins are saying to compliment a good hair day? Man, that hair is looking chuggy today. Which is it?
First one.
It's the last one.
What is it in reference to?
It is, I think I have to give you credit for this one. I think I was so enamored
this
with my
game
question.
Sucks.
This question sucks. It's when something is played out. So I didn't actually have one of those examples in the question.
You're a moron.
I know. I know I am. All right, so let me go to AI Nicole for another one right here.
Okay, bruh. Next question here is about to be fire, y'all. When I am talking about the phrase crash out, am I referring to having a few too many brewskis on my night off and waking up in the bushes on the outskirts of my apartment complex? Am I talking about driving my big-ass white Jeep Wrangler into a ditch when it's snowing? Or am I talking about the rage quitting I'm going to do when Adam King inevitably takes away another one of my hard-earned gigs? I mean, what the hell, bro?
Crash out.
I'm going to say that's the third one. That's the rage quit.
That is the third one. That is the rage quit. Yep, good job by you. Let's see, glazing. Next Gen Z term is glazing.
That
now,
sounds like something the Mormons do.
Like soaking?
Soaking and glazing. And
soaking and glazing. And
dirty
all the
sodas.
Things,
all and
the
all
INGs, yeah. Now, is this something that you say when you're talking about your favorite donuts? Like, these Bill donuts are glazing today.
No.
Is it something that you say when you're trying to disrespect someone? Like, Timmy is telling Rhyme Time he likes his UNC sweatshirt, but he's just glazing him. Or is it something that you say when you're fawning all over someone? Mikey loves Michael Jordan so much, he's glazing him, dude.
I'm going to say it's that one.
It's the last one.
Yeah, it's the last one.
It's good.
I do glaze Michael
Jordan. It's good. It's good.
Good job, Timmy.
I screwed up one question there.
Hey, you're an idiot.
Who are we kidding?
Back paid. We got one segment left. That's unfair.
It's Chuggy, man.
Stupid. Stupid Buckeye basketball. Shut your big bitch ass
up. I actually like the fake meanings for Chuggy a lot better. I'm going to switch the meaning. I'm going to switch the samples. We can do that.
Back page next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You can expect a couple-minute holdup if you need to travel on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. We also have a couple-minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Brought in government is...
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly cloudy skies are expected here tonight as temperatures drop down into the upper 20s to lower 30s with winds out of the west at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday, we'll continue with the breezy conditions out of the west, helping to warm us up into the upper 40s to lower 50s with mostly sunny skies. And we will continue to warm up into Thursday and Friday. Highs are in the lower to middle 50s on Friday and into the upper 50s and lower 60s as we head into our Saturday. And tracking cloudy skies and the chance for rain with highs in the 60s here on Sunday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The ESPN Bet Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook of Common Man and Timmy. Weekdays at 3, The Fan.
Buckeye basketball coverage. Buckeyes in App State. Coverage starts at 5:30 right here on The Fan. You know, I got a little heartwarming situation with my daughter this morning.
That's nice.
I gave her a hug and kiss. And,
okay.
I was at the bus stop with her. It was very frigid out there this morning. She's all bundled up. She looks so cute. Gave her a little hug and kiss. Told her to have a great day. And then I told her something that I thought would get her excited.
I said, hey, I'm done at 5:30 again today, so I'll be home a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
She looked at me and said, what the heck? Why? I mean, I can get in a crash on my way home if that... Does that interrupt your plans?
What the heck? Why?
What the heck? Why? Because, Dad, you did that twice last week. Well, I don't make the Buckeye basketball schedule.
Maybe you misinterpreted.
No,
maybe
I did not misinterpret it.
You didn't? There was tone. It was about, like, I don't need you home before 6 o'clock, Dad. I'm used to the schedule.
I'm doing things, Dad. That's smack dab in my piano practice time. If you expect me to come downstairs and greet you, you got another thing coming.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. Well, at least she's practicing piano. Is she? She does it at the house?
No, she's dealing drugs.
Is it like her scheduled time? Does she do...
Yeah, she practices piano every single day.
She does lessons somewhere else?
She has once-a-week lessons at a lady's house, but every single day she has to practice her piano.
That's good.
Minimum 25 minutes a day.
That's good.
And she's getting good because of it. I just want, even if you fake it, I just wanted a little bit of,
oh, yay, okay, extra time with Daddy.
Just like nice. How about,
what the heck, why?
Nice.
Kristen said the same thing to me.
The heck do you mean?
I said, just get the dude out of here half an hour earlier. All right? That's all I'm asking.
Barry?
Barry, yeah. Barry, get Barry out. Barry, wash your sheets.
Barry Alvarez, go.
She
go on,
rubs oil on his bald head.
How's Barry doing?
Barry Alvarez?
Yeah, how's Barry doing?
I don't know.
AD?
Old.
AD out there?
No, he retired. He's done.
Done with all that.
As the AD. Hey, Eagles beat the Packers 10-7 last night. It was only the fifth game in the last 10 years that was scoreless at halftime, but that game was fine, whatever. The Bob Iger conversation.
I watched it.
You watched the highlights of it this morning.
I actually clicked on the YouTube vid. How ironic that I'm clicking on a YouTube vid because I'm a YouTube TV customer and I can't watch it.
So they have the blackout going on with YouTube TV, ESPN, ABC blacked out. We saw that Bob Iger, who is the president and chairman of Disney, was going to be on the Manning cast last night. You would assume to talk about this. It's a huge deal. Last week for Monday Night Football, their ratings were down over 20% year to year because less people had access to it because of this huge blackout that's going on with YouTube TV.
Yes.
Peyton and Eli, they did not ask one damn question about it. Instead, it was Bob Iger, who was at the Packer game, dressed in Packer stuff, talking about his Packer fandom. It was dry as a popcorn fart. It served no purpose, and it was insulting the people who actually tuned in.
I agree.
Shame, shame.
It was complete drivel. It wasn't even interesting by accident. Sometimes I think we have segments that wind up being interesting by accident. Maybe the point we're trying to hit fell flat, but we might stumble into something that people can actually connect to. Not that. You're talking to some rich billionaire CEO. I don't know if he's a billionaire, but...
He's got monies.
He's got many monies. Yes, he has many monies. At least ask him some inside baseball. Maybe you didn't want, or that was a directive from Bob. I mean, who else would it come from? I don't want to discuss this. We need to talk at least something about sports on TV, how this stuff works. You've almost got to have an open-ended, what do you see shaking down in the next week? I mean, you get to give your side, too. YouTube TV isn't even there to combat it. And then give their take to tell you what BS all of it is. Because that's how it's playing back and forth in the media right now.
I want to take you back.
It was bad.
To a year known as 2012. It was an election year. It was Barack Obama running for re-election against Mitt Romney. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We got a call here at the radio station. Barack Obama would like to come on your show. What? Yes, he wants to come on your show. I said, okay. Now, the lazy man in me wanted to do everything I possibly could to get out of this.
Yeah.
The opportunistic man in me said, oh, it's good for the show. It's good for the station.
Uh-huh.
All of that. We get big ratings out of
it. Sitting president.
Yes, sitting president.
Sitting
calling
president.
Into a sports radio show with two morons on it. So I said, because I thought this would be a non-starter, I said, I don't submit any questions in advance. And I get to ask whatever I want. And they said, done. And I said, okay, I guess we're going to do
and you're
this.
You're like, oh boy, these questions are going to be really underwhelming look, now that I put it that
if
way.
If anybody has the street cred to do that, and I know that both brothers are on that show, but if my ESPN bosses, Disney bosses, come to me and say, hey, Peyton Manning, Bob Iger would like to come on your show tonight. If I'm Peyton Manning, I say, I get to ask what I want. No restrictions.
And you're right about that.
Or it doesn't happen. What's the worst that can happen?
It's Peyton and Eli. They're football royalty.
Peyton Manning has $500 million sitting in a bank account.
I don't care if this thing goes away.
He's not beholden to anyone. The fact that he was able to sit there with a straight face and not ask one question of relevance is ridiculous.
And I thought that ESPN and some of the stuff that gets them into a little bit of the hot water is that they like to talk about anything and everything that enters their minds, right? They will, on a lot of their shows, bring politics
that was
and bring,
embarrassing to the
bring
audience.
Divisive subjects to the airwaves. Then why do you think Ryan Clark has to make an apology every single week? It's on a weekly basis.
Who's he apologizing for this week? What's he doing this week?
Oh, he said something about somebody.
All right, back page. Come on.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
We see this happen a lot in sports. I know you say and you have said there's no way you're getting out of here, although your mind's going to have to change after doing the show with me for too long. If you leave the fan, you've been here so long, when your media career is done, would you take the one-day contract to come back to Columbus and retire as a host at 97.1 The
I'm
Fan?
I'm not going anywhere.
I know.
My last show's going to be here.
Make a hypothetical, because I'm gonna drive you out. You're going to be obsessed with getting away.
We don't have this in other industries. It's funny. My father worked for the same bank for like 40 years. All right. But then the last 2-3 years of his working life, he took a buyout and went and worked someplace else for a few years. He didn't sign a one-day contract with the bank when he was ready to retire. It's like, well, I was here 40 years and, you know, just hung out with that other company for a couple of years, but I'm always going to be a Chase guy.
I'm going to be a Chase banker.
No, but we have
this
sports
grandfather
all the time.
Clock? Yeah, what kind of, do you think we dole out gifts at like 30 years and 40 years? Is that something that happens?
No, in this business?
No.
I didn't get
no.
Jack squat at 20 years.
I mean, people used to get pensions from their companies, you know, like built-in monies. Forget about just your 401k. Those are things of the past. But I saw this. They have it in sports, and Rob Gronkowski is going to be one of the latest to do this. That one makes a whole lot of sense. He's going to return to the Patriots for one day. They announced that he's going to be in New England to sign a one-day contract on Wednesday, so tomorrow, so he will officially retire a Patriot. Are they going to have him recognized at an upcoming game, though? We're just going to do this in the middle of the week? That's all Gronk is going to take? He's working a broadcasting gig right now, so
he's a big,
that's not able to fit into the schedule.
Dork.
What do you think the Buckeye basketball team is going to do tonight? They're going to wallop on App State 20, 30?
I'm not even that concerned about that. I would like to see a consistent defensive performance.
Yeah.
For 40 minutes. That's what I'd like to see.
Keep them under 35% from the field.
I would be thrilled with that.
That would be a nice benchmark. I don't know what that total score is going to be, because the Buckeye pace of play, which is a nice thing you've seen, has gone up a little bit. But I'm with you. Solid defensive effort.
Buckeyes and App State coverage is coming up next. We're back tomorrow. It's Timmy's last show with working sperm.
Oh, boy.
And we'll irrigate Nicole's wound. That's next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a couple-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. We also have traffic slowing down on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Fresh Time Market, where quality meets savings every day. From delicious meat and seafood to fresh produce and well-being essentials, you'll get big flavor without the big price tag. Fresh Time Market, healthy living for less. I'm Nicole on 97.1 The Fan Traffic.